Oh, why are there a fucking trillion fucking cars right here? Shit. It's real fucked up out here. All right, no, yeah, you all go. I'm gonna have to take the back way home. I think that's really the only reasonable course of action here. Oh wait, these cars are moving. Can I actually? Is this all gonna line up right here, right now, for me? No. No, this is all fucked up still. Fuck everything. Burn it down. Got it. Got it. This is all fucked up right here.
You show him Austin?
Nah, I thought maybe.
I did street team for this album. Shout out some Metro Concepts.
Ooh, I forgot who else is on the bill, but ooh, classic.
You know what always, like I've seen D'Angelo a bunch of times. But he never does Brown Sugar the regular way. He always does like a James Brown version.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to D'Angelo, man.
Yes.
What else?
All right, next up we have an artist by the name of Ghostface Killa. Supreme Clientele. Supreme Clientele turns 17. years old. Hey, listeners, if you tuned in right now, we are so hip-hop right now, which is a beautiful thing, right? You know when these drums come in. Oh, my God.
This shit came out. I was in a record pool, and I used to get, like, 50 records a month. When I heard that, both hands clutching, chilling with my man Rusty, no down. Blew up the burner, kind of dusty. The world can't touch those purple checks. Chillin' with my man Rusty, no down. Blew off the burner, kinda dusty. Both hands crusty. Chillin' with my man Rusty, no down. Blew off the burner, kinda dusty. Both hands crusty. Chillin' with my man Rusty, no down. Blew off the burner, kinda dusty. The world kinda dust goes purple. Red balls. I do expo. Into the blue pro. Sun's trifling, fuck. Wild flower on the cycling. Picked up the broom, thought I was Michael. I just went right and pull. Now, I'm into iron dudes. Turn up the earth, Whoopi. She out of love, inhale, break peace out. Ain't your life propel, parallel. Door is up now, you pass the burn cell. Slim at a candy lamp, it's the old woman. It's black, become immune and shit. We never did like eating dead birds. Off the pharmacy, over herbs. Men marrying men ill, they got the urge so far. Sister hand, wig vanished in the weather. Living off land, you goddamn right. I fuck fans, king me. Check, check, mate, props like the Michael Chin founder. Connect the next stock with Bill Gates now. When we hug these mics, Shade 45. We do this every Thursday night.
Special, man. Hey, let me ask you the ding, ding, ding. Was that released? Because I remember there was a white label that.
Which one?
The first one.
Mighty Healthy? The song Supreme Plateau.
We'll see. I know there was a song of his that was only on a white
label.
Yeah,
it was The Sun featuring Slick Rick.
But it was dope, right?
It was from the net from Bulletproof Wugs.
Oh, it got released later?
Nah, it never came out officially. It was only on the clean version of the album Wax.
Wow. Very interesting. Now, Stat, I'm going to take you super 32 years. I don't know if you're ready for this. Now, what we're doing, listeners, we're going through anniversaries, let you guys know all the people that we've mentioned in the music albums that we mentioned is their anniversary this week. So if you guys are on social media, why not share and spread the word and also a little bit of knowledge to your followers. Hip-hop's a great thing. Static, 32 years ago, Run DMC released an album called King of Rock. Now, this was super early for me. Of course, one of the first to get on MTV, first to sell well, get an endorsement deal. This was a special moment. What you got for us, Stat?
I'm the king of rock, the infinite higher. Some of MCs, you call me sire. To rule my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
Now we rock the party, it's so correct. All cuts are on time, and live connect. Get the right to vote.
Classic.
Like, I know that they're trying to advertise an app to call a taxi or whatever, but this taxi here just has a bumper sticker on the back that just says, available on the App Store. Like, what the fuck? Just type in taxi cab. Now I got my own car. Congratulations, I got this Prius off the App Store. I think it doesn't even have the name of the fucking app on this side of the car, like on the back of the car. Can I use, is there a separate app that I can use to get you the fuck out of my way? Will that work? Is that, okay, there you go, there you go. You wouldn't download a car.
That's not on that album. The first joint was, though. I didn't realize that. That's on the first one that you see, though.
Oh, snap.
The King of Rock. You know,
that's good.
Close enough, motherfuckers. You got a bonus.
But I'm happy. I'm happy that people are on top of it, man. Now, you ready for the next one?
Ready. I was watching that Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix. We were talking about that.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, man. I learned a lot about Run DMC. I didn't know that that Run was Curtis Blow's DJ. Was it Curtis Blow?
Early?
No.
He was DJ.
He was there for Curtis
Blow. DJ first.
And I also didn't know the Sugar Hill Gang was from Jersey. I just learned that too, man. So.
Okay. Yeah. Just a fun fact that Aerosmith.
It was a cool story too. How Rick Rubin went and got Aerosmith and brought them to the studio for them to really fuck with, because they didn't like the Walk This Way idea at first. Yeah.
So I did several years ago, I did the Aerosmith MTV Icon event, and in the conversation...
What'd you do? You sold concession stand shit?
Nah, I was actually a performance, I was paid as a performance consultant.
Okay.
For the event, and Aerosmith was having a conversation in regards to how, at that moment in their career, they were like
it helped both of them.
Yes, and how that song just really catapulted this some wonders for them. But now, next up, Stat, in the anniversary, we gotta call this something. We call this anniversary thing, because I like when you play the joints. It's really, really dope. The next one is, it turns 17 years old this week. It's called We Are the Streets. That's the name of the album,
I heard there's a part two coming out. I might be on that.
And I know Static's gonna play some gems. The Lox. Uh-oh.
Shade 42.
What the fuck, motherfucker, are you doing? Get this fucking Mercedes-Benz out of my fucking way. Holy, there are two fucking turn lanes, motherfucker. Damn.
Watch it over there. You ain't nothing but a movie with expensive footage. That's the reason they gon' leave you with expensive bullets. Ain't none of y'all better than Lox. Have all of y'all dressed up in a suit, dead in a box. Me and my niggas get redder than Fox. Now I don't care if I love you, I still want headed to drop. Niggas running around talking that Y2K shit. Crackheads are still gon' want that gray shit. That's why I'ma always cop the yay quick. So I suggest all of y'all stay off J Dick. Too hard for MTV, not black enough for BET. Just let me be, give me all my royalty money and let me read. And I'ma have O's for six and half for three.
Don't get it twisted. Show off.
Yeah.
talk with a heart full of hatred, fuck you. And juice everywhere, kick it, fuck you. Only my man.
What was it, 17 years? We in the streets. Yo, I got a funny story about this beat right here.
Go for it, please.
Shout to Swiss, bro. He really, you know, made his own sound in this era.
Definitely.
And my boy Doug, shout to Doug York, man. Piece of shit. Looped the end of this song.
Yeah.
And sold it to some kids in my high school like he made the beat.
Yo, you know what's so funny about that? When I was a... I'll tell you two funny stories about this. We out of lots. Shout out to the violinist, Mary Benari. She threw her man out, and he had a whole a CD collection, and she was like, take all this shit out of my house. And all of it was like everything ever released on Rough Riders. But regarding Doug's story, one time this dude was like, yo, I'll pay you for a beat. And the...
and I charged him. I try to be this funny.
Nah, it's just funny to me. So, and I charged him $15 an hour to make the beat. Like, not even for the beat. It was like making the beat. And
it took more than an hour?
It took... B, this is 1974. I mean, this ain't the Pro Tools era. This is...
I mean, even with an MPC, I could have cooked something up.
Oh, of course, but we didn't even have that. Well, I didn't even have that. I had a DJ.
I had the Gemini 10-second sampler where you had to like keep looping on top of each other.
Yeah, that's it's a lot. Oh, man, salute to the era, man, where a studio needed to be in a big space, you know.
I had the Roland 626 drum machine, and the drum sounds were just trash.
They pretty much were always like that, right? They were pretty much always whack. I had a DJ 70, a Casio piece with a. It had a little fake turntable on the side of it.
Shout out to the homies from Roland. They came to my studio and they displayed the new 808 DJ rig and also this new keyboard. And so the 808 is like, it's a controller for DJs, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like two CDJs put together.
Mm-hmm.
But it has every drum machine built into it, like the 808, the 909, the 626. So you can be mixing and the, like, basically, you know, add the drum machine in with it. And it's going to be on beat because what it does is it's serrato and makes, like, marks where every beat is.
So it can make a classic more fuller?
It's crazy. Like, it got, like, auto-tune built in and all kinds of... I'm going to have fun with that. Wow. So shout out to Roland.
Next level, man. Salute to technology and Odo's taking advantage of it.
What's another anniversary, man? That's it?
Yeah, we have
nothing
it.
Else came up.
Here's another one. The next one is Tone Loc.
I ain't playing that shit.
Yeah. But,
fuck I look like.
Salute to the Tone Loc fans that will be turning 28 years old. So make sure you guys say happy birthday to Jazzy Jeff, Static Selector, Sleepy Brown, Questlove, R.I.P. Jam Master Jay, who would have turned 50 years old. And albums, once again, a recap, D'Angelo Voodoo, Ghostface, Supreme Clientele, The Locks, We Are the Streets, turns 17, and Run DMC, King of Rock, turns 32 years old.
I turned 35, Jesus Christ.
Woo! That's amazing.
Watching that hip-hop evolution thing, man, was crazy, because I was thinking about 20 years ago, when I was 15, watching, like, Wild Style and Star Wars and all that, learning about 20 years before that, and now that's 40 years ago, and that was 20 years ago that I was watching those... I feel old as fuck.
But I gotta say something amazing that I witnessed today was the video of a young Static Selector.
Oh yeah, if you go on my Instagram, there's a clip of me at my grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
I was 10 years old, 1992, and I said, I want to be a DJ, and it's a cool little clip, man.
That's
I got the MC Hammer haircut.
Yeah, side. You definitely do. He has the parts.
I was breakdancing.
It's nice.
Neon colors. We'll be right back. Shade 45. Hey, yo.
Luxurious fly shit. Took a bump.
loafers. Sex stole on my Gucci loafers. Sex stole on my Gucci loafers. I don't trust the motherfuckers though. Sex stole on my Gucci loafers. Sex stole on my Gucci loafers. Sex stole on my Gucci loafers. Maniac with the gat. Shopping cracks in 100 packs. Guess jump a triangle. You want a flat, black, old school, blue pack.
Turn that shit up, son. Sweat for from the moon lab, one of some new room pack. Show 100 shots, blow out the snow. Slow wave over ski drift, slip and lift. Spray the whole shit. Loop pack, loops and coats. I can really shoot. Most of y'all niggas is only good for holding. I'm playing Doja. And for rolling weed on your shoulder. I'm the nicest since I passed the torch over. Can't nail a wave to a cross, shoot the yours, BS. Planet A, told y'all niggas I'm the future. Peace, my shooter. We split the pistol on one finger. The gun glow, charter niggas. Take a note, I draw dreams on a yellow brick road. Pop a wave, hold a W flow. My wave signal, the nova glow, I scar your star. The cocaine sky guard, super dry slime. Y'all niggas is feminine. I'm slapping niggas with the empty line. Run the moon lap, when is your new root pack? Run the moon lap, when is your new root pack? Wave up.
Shade 45. Us Kingpin Mad Lib is called Loot Pack. Shout out to the Loot Pack, man. Some late 90s Stones Throw shit. My name is Static Selector.
And I'm Destroy.
We got my man building.
Uh-oh.
The Return of Mayor.
Yo, what up?
Man. My man Chef Mike in the building.
The great Chef Mike.
Yo, you gotta sit over here, Mike. You gotta sit. Yo, so man, what's going on, man?
It's your world. I'm just paying mortgage.
Hey,
baby.
Man, I see you on the Instagram live.
I'm setting everything up right now as we talk.
So what were you showing today? It was your apartment?
Yeah.
Besides the crib. The house and the apartment. You rent it out or anything, or you just got a random apartment?
That's my workspace. That's my right space.
I like that. I need one of those. Shit, I've been staying at the fucking 60 Hotel in LES for so long, I might as well make it my apartment. So this weekend, man, I'm having a couple birthday parties, man, in New York City. Sabrosa tomorrow night. It's going to be real dope.
Happy early birthday, my brother.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
How does it feel to be about to be 21?
Shit, man. I can't wait till I can legally drink. It'll be fun.
Stat, how old were you when you started drinking, bro?
Yo, honestly, kind of late compared to, like... I mean, in high school, I drink, like, dumb shit. Like boxed wine and like,
so what year were you,
shit.
Like... The first time
Rex
you, like,
introduced me to Hennessy at the age of 18, a couple weeks out of high school, and my life's been ruined ever since. I've made a lot of money off of drinking too, though. I've not as much as I probably spent.
Okay,
but like, I don't think people understand the situations you put yourself in sometimes. Like,
you know what I do? I do gotta say, as
at a
person,
bar,
yeah, I
socially,
don't, and that's one of the not challenges, but one of the things I kind of. If I not really admire, I kind of like see. I observe. I'm not a drinker. I'm not a smoker. But I notice those are social exchanges.
You're drinking more and more lately.
Nah, I'm chilling. Today there is a special moment to drink, but I'm not. I don't really think I will drink about it. But maybe I will.
What's
take
the
a
moment?
Shot.
Can you say
it's a political prisoner was pardoned, Oscar Rivera Lopez by Obama. And I'm pretty excited about that. He was in prison for 36 years.
Wow.
And there was endless marches, petitions, protests for his freedom. And finally, he was pardoned. He officially will be released May 17th. So a lot of people who are up on their, like, social issues and stuff like that are celebrating that.
Shit. I like that. Mike, what up, man? How you feeling? What'd you bring, man? I need to know what that is, because you're a guy that I really respect whatever kind of liquor you're going to bring.
Thank you. I appreciate it. This is Avion Tequila 44 okay. Reserva. So this is like
the premium.
Their similar product to 1942,
which is my yeah. shit.
And it's good, maybe better.
So no. this, for you, this is early, probably...
What's the price point on that? How much is that in the store?
I don't know, man. It's free for me.
Yo, so real quick, you got to plug the restaurant, man.
Okay, so I'm the chef at Bodega Negra at the Dream Downtown in New York City. Do some modern Mexican cuisine.
Yeah.
I work
for
Tao
Group. We were going to go there the other night.
Yeah,
we were like
Tao Group, so, you know, do a little bit of Asian, too, and, you know, a little bit of everything.
It's basically five-star Mexican food while you're listening to, like...
Now we're going through the tunnel the back way, and I don't even have anything to drink. It's the worst. It's the worst.
OG, because an OG colorway raised, but that can't.
How many pairs you got?
11.
You don't have 11 pairs.
Static, I got 11 pairs.
So let me. I believe you. I'm just saying, you don't have 11 pairs.
I got 11 pairs.
It's fine, man. I got them.
You don't tell me you don't have nothing with Adidas and don't give me. All you got to just make a phone call. Stop lying.
For those, though?
You can make a phone call. Stop. See, stop, because you're going to get me mad because you got the big. You're going
to
get
the
me mad.
The last time I made the call at Adidas was for the babes, and they're like, we don't have them. You got to get them for the babes.
I got those.
I'm sure you got a lot of things. Now, I admired recently Nas posted a video that Kaepernick donated all his sneakers.
Was it to a PAL or was it to a homeless shelter?
A homeless shelter.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was like a specific program that distributes them amongst homeless people and stuff like that.
I guess that's his makeup for not voting, huh? don't get me started.
Yeah, but that's I agree.
I don't bite my tongue. Don't get me started.
I mean, you're on the show where we don't care.
We don't know what biting my tongue. So only time I bite my tongue when the pizza's
too hot. But I really respected that kind of giving thing, and I hope that it inspires others to do the same. That being said, I know you've told me that a lot of people kind of hit you up and be like, yo, can I hold this one? You got my size and stuff like that?
I get asked for free sneakers every.
Media.
I never asked for anything, but here's one thing. When you get that Louis Vuitton Supreme Connect, I might need something.
Yo.
Because that shit's going to fly. It's going to be gone before it's available.
If we got time, I got hit about 215 times today, and I got about 150 text messages. I'll show y'all. It's crazy because I don't have a Supreme plug. But I'm like the original Louis Vuitton. I'm talking before Don, before Kanye. Yeah. I'm talking about like me and Nego from Bape. Yeah. Like that's how far back my Louis Vuitton collection goes. So that's the easy part for me. So everybody knows that I'm the Louis plug. Yeah.
It might be easier than I think to get though, only because the fucking hype beast can afford it.
I mean, they gonna find a way because somebody they gonna try to get it to sell.
Are they gonna do a duffel? Because I'm buying that.
Nah, there's a couple of duffels. There's an Epi leather duffel. There's a regular. There's a Keep On 55. It's crazy. No, it's mad pieces. It's mad.
I was
mad
gonna wait because my Louis got stolen at the airport. Shot to fucking hooligans at JFK. But I got $4,000 from Delta, so that was cool. But
you know, were you flying first class that day?
Yep.
You know, you get a new suit or a new outfit. You get an allowance for a new outfit every day when you fly first class.
I know, I was, but the thing was, what happened? Oh, they were basically like, yo, it takes months to get the money and this and that. Like, I got $4,000. I was happy about that.
Buy a new bag.
And you got some change. Shout out to Nicky Diamonds. I got to L.A. still wearing a suit from, I had to go to my grandmother's funeral, man. Oh. That's the worst part. How you gonna steal my bag when I'm going to the funeral?
Yeah, that's
what I mean. So I landed in L.A. with no clothes. And Nicky Diamonds came through with not only with a new duffel, but enough clothes for a couple months. So
shout out to my man, Nicky Diamonds. Nicky's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be right back. Let's play some rap music, man. Let's play, I got a lot of new shit, man.
We still on that 90s kick, or you going new?
Nah, actually, you know what? If you want to do 90s, we got 7 minutes left in this hour. So you want to
do it.
What do you want to do from the 90s?
Man, give me... I want Flavor in Your Ear remix. I don't know why. Okay. But I want flavor in your ear rings.
Okay, okay. What about static style?
Niggas is mad, I get more butt than ashtrays. Fuck a fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga too. More guns than roses, foes is shaking in their boots. A visible bully, like the gooch, disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmicks, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style, you're admiring. Don't be mad, yes, it's hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With that freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the gap a lot. The flame's about to drop.
Here comes the brand new flame in the air. Time for new flame in the air. I'm kicking new flavor in your hair. Like a brand new flavor in your hair. Here comes the brand new flavor in the air. Time for new flavor in the air. Word up, no rap, no rap, your boy. One to grab my dick too late, only for I'm straight, got great, bust the head straight, and dreads are everlasting. Like it's so unbroken, a tech guy, when I rhyme, I was like...
New news on Hip Hop Nation.
Hip Hop Nation, brand new, Series SL.
Travis Scott featuring 21 Savage, Outside.
I'm glad you could join me. I'm Spinach Eagle, and this is Classic Alternative First Wave on CBS XM. I'm a big fan of Sting from The Police, and he's calling for climate sanity in his new animated video for a song called One Fine Day, which is a latest single from his 57th.
Yeah, animated Sting video, that's really what it is. Powerful.
$500 for my undefeated Jordan 4s that are worth $25,000 now.
It worked out.
Yeah, it definitely worked out. Yeah, that was pretty much, that was probably the most.
Mike, I know you dropped some bread.
Yeah, you know, actually for me, maybe like $500.
Really?
Yeah, 01 Royals and the 99 Cement 4s retro stuff. That's about, you know, I'm married, you know, that's, I can't go around.
Yeah. Yo, that's one thing girls love to do to their man is complain about when you buy sneakers. I could buy a Rolex, I could buy whatever, and that's what I get complained about. Like, you bought a pair of sneakers last week, I can't buy a fucking skirt.
Yeah, it was so funny. All my friends love me for that, because when they chicks get mad at them about their sneakers, they just show them my sneaker, picture of my sneaker room, and they be like, well, if it ain't that, then it's okay.
Do you have that issue?
Nah, that's the one argument I've never lost.
Well, I mean, because you've been, it's been...
You make money off sneakers,
though. But I pay bills, so you know, like... I get the big
me too,
piece.
I still
get the big piece of chicken.
Do you allow your woman to read?
Yes, she can read.
You know what I'm saying? No, but I'm saying you was doing this before.
Right, I've been doing it. Yeah,
she knows what she got into.
But there was that one point, you know, when me and my girl was still together, there was one point where, like, it was the old lady that lived in the shoe. We was in a one-bedroom apartment with, like, 800-pair shoes on. You know what I'm saying? But now, you know, we moved on up, and, you know, it's 3,000 square feet with 800 square feet.
There's a lot of admiring to like not only your social your social work ethic, you know, and I also, you know, the history that we've discussed already about Club Essos, and we talked about a couple of things, but you know, it's a great thing to know that there's a culture around it. But I want to have a what is not considered, because we were talking lightly when you were on the phone before about the presence of the sneaker culture, because the sneaker culture is a culture within itself, and its implementation into hip-hop with Run DMC with the sneaker and branding. But what are some other things? Because I noticed a lot of hip-hop heads were like posting about the dude who made the red cup when when he passed away, they were like, oh, you know, as if it was like a yeah, like if it was a hip hop dude, and I'm like,
I mean, shit, those Red Cups have been a big part of every music culture.
I know. So
no,
what
it's funny, in the supermarket the other day, I was shopping, and I was in the cup section, and I found Solo cups, but I found shot glass.
Yeah,
I've
seen them.
And I bought them just for no reason. So I gotta. In my kitchen right now.
I seen
48 little.
I seen
red Solo cups that I have no use for.
I seen a young couple with a baby stroller in BJ's. With a case, two cases
red
of cups. The red cup.
Oh, no, you save money on no. Dish detergent if you ain't wiping
them. Nah, yo, I grab those, man. When I go to Costco, it's like it's 240 in the thing. I grab two of those all the time.
Yeah,
I make my kid now. There's no need to run that dishwasher if we don't have
them. Shots of Lost Energy, man. They sent me a bunch of cups, and they're gone already. Like, I couldn't believe how fast they went.
Sweet, I saw you at the mall, standing at the table.
I can't get into the whole. I like shoes. I like what I like. And usually that's not the stuff that is like super expensive. But I just can't get into this whole thing of like dude saying he's got 800 pairs of shoes. Fuck that. I probably have like 20 or 30 pairs of shoes, but I wear them. Or wore them. You know, some I probably should just get rid of because they're pretty old at this point. I wore them a lot. But like, I can't, like, that type of collection of like unworn shoes, like dead stocking these shoes and all that, like, I just, I fucking can't. Don't want any part of that shit. got Run the Jewels being played on the alternative rock station and not so much on the hip-hop stations just kind of makes a little too much sense. I don't know.
Here we go. chock full of nourishing wax.
Sirius XM.
Aw, yeah, yeah.
Nelly on the radio.
Sirius XM, first wave.
Let's see who was on it, like you said.
Hey, yo. Whoa.
against Donald Trump. And
where are you doing that?
As a in, right here, out here. It's a woman's, it's the Women's March, you know. Yeah. So I want to encourage to see other women empowered and stuff. As a kid, I marched against Ronald Reagan.
When you go to the strip club now, do you hesitate?
I don't ever go to the strip club. I only went to the strip club with you. First time I went to the strip club, I got thrown out.
I'm a Democrat my whole life, and I know we said we ain't talking politics.
I know, right?
Daniel, fuck you, D. Turn this mic off.
But I keep it 100, though. Ronald Reagan was one of the best presidents we ever had.
And he killed more people. Listen. Shane 45, the last song we played before DC on a fucking radio show was my man Benny, featuring Conway. And Benny is here.
Ben! Yeah.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
You already know, man.
I did
Black it. Sopranos.
And then I knew.
That's a fact. She asked that far. You already know. Why don't we tell you what up to?
Word. I'm talking to Conway right now, man. Me and him argue a lot because we're doing a project. And he wants all those 65 BPM joints.
Right.
I want him. I got him rapping on some like up-tempo shit. He bodies it. He's like a different rapper on the Fast.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to try to push him to more of those. Because I don't like those 60 fucking 68 BPMs. Hey, yo!
Yo, earlier.
Speed it up!
I was talking about
that. That last joint, though, that was up-tempo. It was 80, but that's up-tempo for them. So it's good to hear that, man. I like that joint a lot. Which is off your project, My First Brick.
Yeah.
Earlier
today we had a brother from Kansas City, and I was talking about the Chiefs and Buffalo Bills are my favorite team.
That's your favorite team?
It's my favorite team. I was a fan.
We should talk about football that's still happening. Like the Bills.
Too many questions, player.
Where you from? You like the Bills?
You're asking too many questions, player. Nah, but I'm really happy to see you here, and it seems like, you know, there's a lot to like prove because it's. It's a conversation that a lot of us have about Conway.
Rex Ryan?
Nah, I'm talking about hip-hop, bro. About the hip-hop scene in Buffalo, you know what I mean?
No, that's a fact right now. You got
it's dope right now. That's
a fact. It is,
man.
It's okay.
And a lot of people been feeling what we doing, and that's dope, so you know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's new, it's different, and it wasn't always like this.
Yeah.
So West Side got Conway, you got Benny, you got Kadir Latif,
is there like you guys have to set that bar?
Is he from? Am I saying his name wrong?
Mac, not from Buffalo.
Oh, I thought he was from Buffalo. It's a good vibe, though.
I love McCoy.
And I like seeing a lot of rappers kind of bite the style now, too, because a lot of people are watching. I see certain dudes.
Yeah, I see that, too.
It's funny.
I see that.
It's crazy, because I had a dinner the other night. We hosted a dinner for Fab and Jadakiss, and I was with Clark Kent, and we were sitting there talking about, and Clark brought up Conway. And we sat there, me, Kiss, Fab, and Clark sat there talking about Conway for about an hour and a half.
I feel that me and Mayor can have some great conversations outside of sneakers.
Oh, no, it's not just sneakers with me. See, I mean, I'm here. I used to own a club in 1996.
Yeah, that's why.
I've been around. Yo, 22 Tools was done in my club. Like I told you, I've been around this bad boy 100 times.
So you came from Buffalo today?
I came from Buffalo today.
Man, salute to you. And you
I'll be everywhere. I'll burn the road up. I'll be everywhere.
I appreciate that. You know,
I'm one of them hungry-ass rappers.
Okay. I feel it. Okay,
you
I
feel
like it?
Pause. I want to hear it.
We already do that.
Play a joint, man. Benny's in there falling.
Let's go, Ben. 17 bullets.
Static selector.
Huddled out in the hall. Same time I was flushing, they was pounding the door. With the
trying to get shit. You ain't used to having. Might run into some problems, might use some ratchets. Might run into some cops wearing suits and badges. Never speak on what you saw. If you do, you ratted. Real legend. And I'm still plugged in with criminals. You catch a case, pretty judge, get a minimal. I send it through your loved ones when they visit you. I live in a town where the love ain't reciprocal. I can't be asleep like the prime of day. And then walk upon them in a roster way. Held the city down like a boat anchor. I got smokers in a room burning cocaine. Smoking on sour, mixed with cookies. The prison's sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I treated the kitchen like chemistry. When you're rapping, you bag them out eventually. My intentions was good, but the money was evil. I'm Bucky Siegel, cutting diesel, laying up a casino. I got 100 clips, 100 scraps, none of them legal. Tell when you break a C4 under your regal. Since I seen needles, showing out with them Guidos. We go to weddings, I got all my fences under tuxedos. You can take to get your shit, took you run to a seal. I'm the tank to get your shit, pushed to run into Toledo's. Like I'm ready to be great, so this red could get baked. Niggas get more weird by the day. I wake up like, what the fuck I'm going here about the day? I was still in the hood serving fiends like CVS. With a bracelet on my ankle, that's a GPS. They ain't beat me yet, fans still ain't meet me yet. James Bond hopping up that Aston Martin DBS. When you being mentioned with the baddest was spitting. Average niggas hating ancient, so they had you the villain. Mad in their feelings, probably cause the talent ain't in them. Not only that though, the passion ain't in them. Take it from me, look, my life way deeper than bars and hooks. Pawns and rooks, this shit really hard as it look. If these walls could talk, they'd tell you how the raw was cooked and how we got to be stars from crooks. My first brick, rock the enemy to sleep like the drama dead. And then walk up on them in a roster way. Who held the city down like a boat anchor? I got smokers in a room burning coal hangers. Smoking on sour, mix some cookies. Revenge the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. I treated the kitchen like chemistry. When you're rapping, you bag them individually. Yeah. Already know, nigga. Already know, walls closing in on niggas, man. Yeah. It's me. It's me.
Shade 45, Benny's in the building. Buffalo.
Yes, sir. Let's go. 716, we in here.
Now, Buffalo. Now, Buffalo. Now, you were saying the track that right there was my first brick. Right?
That was off of my first
brick. Yeah,
right
and there. That was in November.
It was by Derringer. Right.
How could somebody get to my first brick release?
It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes.
Okay, cool. And then you
now
just...
this new one is exclusive to the CD.
Correct.
Right. So it was only 100 copies of those.
Okay, I like that. 17 bullets, Benny. Now, what's... I don't know if it's a good thing or there's no...
There's no digital.
There's no... No, I'm not even talking about that. There's no Instagram. There's no way to contact him. There's
you
no...
You know what? I should have did that, but it's... I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, it's premium. Product. It's just about the music. It's rich in culture. It's rich in culture.
That's the answer I was looking for. Yeah.
It's rich in culture. I did it not on purpose really, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody always asks me, yo, I ain't on iTunes yet. I will.
What do you consider yourself as far as what Griselda is? Extended family?
I am Griselda. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like ever since day one, it's been me, Wes, Conway, and I, you know what I mean, in the game. It's been since day one, it's a long time, we old. But, you know what I'm saying, we grew up, they was doing them, I was doing me, and you know what I mean, it just making sense for us to come back together to put this work in. I always been right there, featuring on everything. We always been featuring on everything. We always been street entertainment since day one.
Yeah.
We always been a group.
Is this a lot to prove for an MC in Buffalo?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
I think so, hell yeah.
Don't want to get too deep into MC talk, but you know, was there ciphers? Were you guys battling? Were you? Because it's so
cold out
there.
I grew up. If y'all familiar with Conway, I grew up under Conway. You know what I mean? So if people try to compare us now, whatever, that's nothing. I've been growing up to him, and ever since I was like 12, I'm rapping under Conway.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
Nothing new to hear. Nothing like that. You know what I mean? But I always had to keep my pen sharp. His pen always been sharp. Wes always been. Been a smart man, so
yeah.
This our situation just multiplied by 10 and we're trying to make it multiplied by 100.
So what are these goals? What are these goals you set for yourself as an artist coming up? I mean, we are in 2017. You know, there's a lot of attention on Conway and West Side Gun, and it's a great thing to be associated. So what are some things you are trying to attain?
I'm just trying to
expand the brand, you know what I'm saying? Because really, it really is not about me, you know what I'm saying? It's really about the whole, because we take pride in what everybody do, you know what I'm saying? So it's just about, we happy about how the product is premium and how Way West doing what he doing. We happy about that. So it's just about expanding the brand, you know what I'm saying? And stamping it and being remembered for legendary shit.
Shout out my man Sabino, man. He caught me a Westside Gunn hoodie today because I asked him 500 times and no one sends me no fucking hoodie.
Yeah, I actually...
I don't got a hoodie.
He bought me one.
Yeah,
it's super exclusive. That's what we talking about.
They do like boutique releases where it's like a certain amount of pieces. You know what I mean? They'll do 100 pieces, bong, that's it. You're not getting it ever again.
That's dope. Something to that. Like, I was like that. That type of weird, limited clothing, I think, can be cool if you do it right. Just don't inspire people lining up overnight for shit. That's the shoe thing, but that just makes me crazy. Alright, I made it home. Everybody stay safe out there. It's fucking weird. It's weird out there. Have a good one.